The state requires property to be set back 75 feet from the shore, but some counties have lot sizes or buffer areas that go beyond that to provide more protection. The change limits counties from enforcing greater restrictions. Burnett County Conservation Specialist Paul Cook says conservationists need to have more conversations with landowners.
We're not saying to plant these trees and shrubs here because we're trying to control you or your land.
Cook says shoreline buffers improve water quality, habitat, and reduce erosion, which can help protect landowners' property values. Those opposed to shoreline zoning changes say it weakens counties' abilities to protect lakes, while supporters say it protects property owners' rights. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior. The state requires property to be set back 75 feet from the shore. The change limits counties from enforcing greater restrictions to protect lakes. Balsam Lake Republican Adam Jarko proposed the change. Jarko says current rules prevent significant repairs to property within 75 feet of the shore.
If you're going to be in the same footprint, you won't have any additional runoff. Well, we should allow people to fix their cabins.
Wisconsin Lakes Executive Director Michael Engelson says he's concerned it won't just be repairs if those restrictions are weakened.
That it's going to be adding new living spaces or changing the use of those structures into something they weren't when they first were allowed to remain.
Engelson says that would put water quality and property values at risk. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.